This morning, on the west front of the U.S. Capitol, on the stage where President Bush will take the oath of office tomorrow, it was Diva City.
It's beautiful. No, it is beautiful. It doesn't, you know what I mean?
Mezzo-sopranos Denise Grave and Susan Graham were doing a walkthrough for their singing roles in Thursday's inaugural ceremony. Snow was falling. The plastic tarp protecting the chairs and stage was getting slippery. The two mezzos were cold and talking about tomorrow's outdoor performance.
What if our nose starts to run on camera? That won't be pretty.
It'll look really good. You just
go. Wish I had that hot water bottle strapped to my midsection.
That's Susan Graham. She is a Texan. Her stage tomorrow is an open-air platform facing the splendid view of the National Mall. She's singing the hymn, Bless This House.
This is so much fun.
I'm glad that there's going to be heat, otherwise we'll be going, bless this house. Oh, Lord, we pray. I know, I may never leave. They may get the hook. And for my 12th verse.
Oh, gosh, that's just so incredible looking.
The vista of the mall, flanked by the National Museums, the Washington Monument beyond it, and the Capitol Dome rising behind her. Susan Graham has sung at the Met, at La Scala, at Covent Garden. She sang in Houston at the memorial concert for the crew of the shuttle Columbia. But tomorrow, she says, is a special challenge.
In addition to it being the largest audience I will have ever sung for in my entire life, or probably ever will sing for, the 100,000 people who are there live in person, not to mention, you know, radio and television broadcasts all over the world. That's a little bit of pressure. Singing live in such a historic event.
On such a cold occasion also.
On such a cold and freezing, snowy, blustery day. If it's anything like today, it's going to be very challenging. But I'm told that there are heaters, well-placed heaters near the podium. So I'm going to find that one and park myself next to it.
The song, the hymn that you'll sing.
Yes.
Tell us about it and what the challenge is for you as you rehearse it.
It's called Bless This House, and it's a song that I grew up singing as a little girl in Roswell, New Mexico. And I had sort of forgotten about it over the years, as you sort of do sometimes. And then a couple of years ago, it resurfaced. My voice teacher's husband presented me with this song shortly after 9/11, and it just struck such a sort of wonderfully comforting chord within my heart. And I thought, well, I would be honored to be able to do this. Now, where would I like to sing Bless This House? I'd like to sing it at the White House. And coming from Texas, and particularly growing up in Midland, as I did, I figured that there was probably a way that I could manage to get into the White House to sing this song for President Bush. And so I worked on it, and I got a man to arrange the song for the United States Marine Band. And I think that it's perfect for this occasion. I did end up singing it at the White House at a state dinner a couple of years ago, and I was asked back to sing it on the inauguration tomorrow.
Now, as you walked into the rehearsal room where I'm interviewing you, you said there's one high note that there's only one high note that's at issue here.
Yes, there's one. It's pretty much in the middle of the voice, just like a good hymn should. But you know, we have to operify it just a little bit to get our money's worth out of this opera singer. So there's one very sort of climactic high note that's, I hope, will be there in that snowstorm tomorrow.
Now, if the weather really is terrible, I mean, if it's 10 degrees, the musicians can't play.
If the musicians can't play and it's 10 degrees and it's driving snow, I think they have a backup contingency plan of having the swearing in the rotunda. And there's also another possibility that if it's still inhabitable by human beings but not for instruments, then I might be singing with a playback of the tape or whatever. But we'll keep our fingers crossed.
Just one last question, which is you and Denise Graves are singing at the inauguration. You're both mezzo-sopranos.
This is a very mezzo-centric inauguration.
Why mezzo-sopranos? What is it that seems so suitable and so right about having mezzo-sopranos sing at an inauguration?
So you agree?
It sounds great to me.
Well, I don't know. I guess this is it. You know, these things, the sopranos have ruled the world for so long. It's our time. It's our turn. I think we're just lucky.
With Susan Graham, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Mezzo-soprano Susan Graham, she will sing the hymn Bless This House at tomorrow's inauguration.